Lanyap, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. My guest this morning, Patrick Girl with Tenori's Wine Cellar. Patrick, welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Oh, good to have you here. And talking a little bit about the fall wine tasting that's going to be taking place at Tenori's coming up this Thursday, November 19th.
That's correct. We're going to have our annual fall wine tasting this coming Thursday on the 19th from 6 until 8 p.m. And that's going to be at Tenori's, which is at 801 Louisville Avenue. And everybody's welcome to come. There is a small admission charge to get in, but it's not very much. And the proceeds from that are going to go to benefit the Center for Children and Families.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job. And, of course, the Center for Children and Families, you know, really reaching out, connecting families here in Northeast Louisiana.
That's correct. They have more than one branch of what they do. They have a family foundation and a children's advocacy center, and of course they're the court appointed advocates for children. So you know, it's a very worthwhile charity to support, and I wish I could give you more information on it, but for anybody who's very interested in this, even if you don't want to come and taste wines, come and talk to the people, because they're going to be over there.
Absolutely. Some good folks there. And speaking of the fall wine tasting, hopefully a good harvest. And you know, when we're talking about wine tasting, I was thinking, you know, maybe a dozen or so, but
we got about 40 different wines that we're going to have. Yeah. And we're going to have something for everybody. We're going to have reds and whites. There'll be some sweet wines over there, some dry wines, some sparkling wine we'll have. A lot of them are going to be from California, but we're also going to have some very interesting wines that are brought in by one of our special guests, Manfred Bauer, from Weinbauer Imports up in Chicago. Manfred will be joining us for the wine tasting, and you can ask him directly when you come about any of his import wines that he has. And he's going to have a sweet wine, St. Christopher Peace Porter Gold Trumption Spätlese, and he's going to have a sparkling wine there, Paul Clement Brut, and he'll have a Bordeaux, and he's going to have an unusual grape varietal called the Zweigelt. That's going to be there, and he's going to have a very sweet wine, an Eiswein, that he's going to have.
Right. You mentioned him as one of the special guests. Any other folks that you have coming in?
Yes, we're going to have another winemaker coming in and joining us, and his name is Michael Honig. Michael has been to Monroe, I think he was here about 12 years ago, and whereas Manfred has a wide variety of different wines, Michael concentrates on only two different grape varietals. He has a Sauvignon Blanc, and he's got a Cabernet. And he's got several Sauvignon Blancs in his portfolio and several Cabernets, but those are the only two that he makes. And Michael will be here, too. They're both coming in for the dinner with the winemaker the evening before, which is sold out, so...
Yeah,
we're
missed out there,
happy to say. But they'll also be available for any of your questions at the tasting on Thursday.
All right, for the novice.
Yes,
take me through the wine tasting process.
Well, when you got 40 wines, you really can't taste them all,
right?
Because, you know, just think about it. Even 1 ounce of each one of the wines—that's a bottle and a half of wine. You don't want to drink that much.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is narrow it down a little bit and decide on a theme. Maybe you just want to taste all the foreign wines, or just all the Californian wines, or just all the reds or whites, or whatever your particular preferences are. So go ahead and narrow it down first. And then once you do that, you have to really concentrate on what you're doing for the wine tasting. Go in there and look at the color and talk to the people and find out a little bit about the history and the geography of the wines, and then smell the aromas and get the flavors out of it and feel how it feels in your mouth, and, you know, enjoy the total wine.
But like you say, step one for a first-time visitor to the fall wine tasting, definitely want to narrow down the list.
Oh, yes.
So you know what what you would prefer.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking with Patrick Girl of Tenori's Wine Cellar. The fall wine tasting at Tenori's coming up this Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m., benefiting the Center for Children and Families, a benefit for them. We were speaking just a little bit about, you know, I mentioned what are maybe some of the preferred wines, you know, folks gathering together for the holidays, Thanksgiving coming up. My goodness, just about a week away.
Well, one of a couple of the wines that Manfred's going to have available for tasting are actually very, very good turkey and ham wines. And they tend to go toward the slightly sweet German Riesling styles. Another really good one that's going to happen or that we're going to have available is the Beaujolais Nouveau. Mm-hmm. It just so happens that every year our fall wine tasting happens on Beaujolais Nouveau Day. And Beaujolais Nouveau is the first release of the vintage wines.
Right.
And it comes from the Beaujolais district of France. And they tend to match very, very well with the salty and types of foods like turkey and ham also.
All right. And we were, you know, talking about the special guests we're going to have on hand there, and of course, Center for Children and Families, and mm-hmm. like you say, folks can come on by there. It's going to be open, you know, basically in groups. I'm sure are welcome as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. You know, we always like to get a lot of people into these so that we can support the charity, do the best that we possibly can.
All right.
So don't forget, it's going to be this Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Tenori's Wine Cellar, 801 Louisville Avenue. If you need more information, call 325-4100.
Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Lagniappe, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lagniappe is produced at the studios of KEDM.